is the Gemara in the bottom of Mem Vov Omer Aleph. Rabavio Ikloi Leve Rova. Rabavio went to visit Rova. Hebe Miisen Beikario Betina. His shoes were full of muddy. Esve Asive Apuria came with Rova. Still, when he went in to visit Rova, he sat down on Rova's bed, and Mustoma, his shoes, got the bed dirty. His Ikbid Rova got angry. Boil it, Tsurei. You want to get even, be mitzar of him. So Rashi, boil it, Tsurei, means b'shelus, you want to ask him shelus. Omalei. So Rava asked Rav Avira, my time law, what's the time? Rava, Rav Yosef, Yarma Tevayu, they both say, shargo denifto nami shori. That even though you're lighting a lamp with neft, which smells, makes the nair very mis, still it's muta. Neft nami shori tule. How come it's mutl luchur, it's muks v'mach mitzvimis, and I can use it for anything now? Or Malay answered back, no, hoyl v'chos l'chsuyi v'emona. It's still usable. You can still use it to cover up a kli. Therefore, even though it's very mis, you won't use it for anything else. But since it has one use, it's still called a kli. Fract rova elamiyativ, that's the svara, b'zoi, kol tzroiris, shebechotza metaltlin. Obviously, all the stones in the chotzam should be mutl to metaltl. Hey, Sakum, we hold all stones. And is muksa, every stone should be roy, should have a shem kli on it. It's roy to use to cover up a kli with it. Or malei, so Ravi answered back, say geshmak. Ho ika teres kli alei. Hani leka teres kli alei. What's ratushtel? Hey, see, we're talking about a sharg, a lamb that has a shem kli. Now, what happened? It became very mis, because he used nef with it. He got fashtunkin. But the pshat is, since it's still roy, for something, it still retains the shem kli. Hashem came tzroiris stones, where you were not miyachet to use, never got a shem kli. So even though you could use it to cover up something with, but still not called a kli yet. So the Mara raya for this, Mila Tanya, didn't we learn? Hashirayim v'hanizomim, v'yataboyis, has a bracelet, different jewelry. Harehen kechol ha-kelim hanatolim v'chotzer. The abolach, like all kelim that you like to touch, move around in a chotzer. Even though you're not allowed to wear them and walk outside Rishus Rabin with them, we'll see the Perek later, Bama Isha. Why? Because Amina Perek Bama Isha, Yoetz Xera Dil Mishalfi, we're afraid maybe that the Isha will take it off, or Machve, and show it to her friends. Miyu Teres Kli Alem, Avad the jewelry, have a Shem Kli on it. Or Mutil Tautlon, you're allowed to be Metautlit. Shalaika derech mamish, even though you're not wearing it, it's time to walk around with it, holding it in the chotzer, you're allowed to. The yomarula maitam, zakrula, what's the reason you're allowed to walk around, touch this jewelry? Hayobikoteres kli alei, since it has a shem kli on it. Izachinami, hayobikoteres kli alei. This is sharp, even though you used it with neft, but since it has a shem kli, it's mutet metalkin. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Baruch Rachmona, the late Seife, Rova Lerav Avia. It's Baruch Hashem that Rova did not able to get Rav Avia angry. He didn't embarrass him. So tomorrow, Romi Le Abayi Le Rabba. Abayi is an Esther Kasha to Rabbi, Esther Stira. Tanya, we had before in the Mishnah, Moisar Hashem and Shebener, the leftover oil that's in the Nair. Is if you had a nair that was burning a Shabbos, and when the nair goes out, what's the loch of the leftover shemen, the shebekara, leftover shemen in the plate, is also. Like Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama, obliged muksa, that we say, migu diskatsoy leben hashmoshis is called the kula Shabbos. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, the menorah was lit, the nair was lit, so therefore it's muksa then. Even though later when the fire goes out, still we say the shemen remains muksa the whole Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon matya. Rabbi Shimon says, no, when the nair goes out, it becomes muta. So the Gemara Alma, we see from this Mishnah, the Rabbi Shimon, less le muksa. According to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't know from this muksa, that the Loshna muksa in the Gemara means, it doesn't know from this cloud of migud is katsoy le ben ashmosh, is katsoy le kulu yoimi. Even though Bishas, the nair is lit, when the fire is burning, Rabbi Shimon's also moida, the shemen is muksa. And even the shemen that falls out, that's metaftes to the bottom, is also muksa. At the more before said, because that's called huksel mitzvosoi. But I call upon him, when it goes out, there's no more mitzvah, he doesn't know from the cloud of muksa, miglus katsoi, she remain also the whole Shabbos. So you see, Reb Shimon is more makel than hukas muksa. Reb Minu, have a kashran, is Reb Shimon, oimez, the Gemara in Beitz, it says, Reb Shimon says, kol shein mumo nika merav yomtiv, ein zemin ha muchin. He's talking about Hilchas Bechor. The halacha of a Bechor is that it's one of the matnas kuna. It's a behema that gives birth, the first child it has, it's called a Bechor. You have to give it to a kohen. Now it has a din, a korban to it, that mitchila, when it's a tam, you have to bring it for korban. When they get a mum in it, a Bechor that has a mum, the halacha is the kohen's allowed to eat it. It has no more din hakrov, it has no more din korban on it, but instead of just like a regular behemoth that a kohen owns, and he's allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. Now it's a shayla, can you shecht this bechor that got its mum on Yom Tov? As before Yom Tov, the bechor didn't have a mum, so the bechor is not oimit to shecht on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov you don't bring it for korban. So zicha like muksi didn't have that to use this behemoth for Yom Tov. Now in the middle of Yom Tov, it got a mum. So the Mishnah says, Kol shein mumay nika merav yomtiv. If the mum was not here from before yomtiv, we didn't paskin ois that this bechor has a mum that a kohen is allowed to shecht it. Is ein zemen amuchin. Now on yomtiv, you're not allowed to use this behema. So shver, according to Reb Shimon, now that it gets a mum on yomtiv, so now that it's not muksa, now it's roi itit, it's roi to shecht. Why don't we say even though at the beginning of shat yomtiv it was muksa, but now when it got its mum, it should become muta? So tomorrow, Hochi Yashav, what's Fatsushtel is this? Hosom over there by Ner, our Halachi and Shabbos, Odom Yashavu Mitzapa, Emesai Tich Beneroi. A person is waiting to see when the Ner will go out. He's Matchil, he knows he only lit him Norah, the Ner, that it should light for 2-3 hours. And he's waiting afterwards, then when it goes out, he wants to use the Shemin. So he has Das, like the beginning of Shabbos, to use the Shemin later, therefore it's not called Muksi. It wasn't Maksimi Daita not to use the Shemin the whole Shabbos. Ma sheikin hocha by yibchor is adam yoshev umetzape mosa yipo b'mum. Does a person sit and wait when a mum will come onto the behemoth? A mum means something happens to it. It has to lose its leg, or it has to have a split in its lip. Something has to happen to it. Is that a swore a person waits for a mum to come? Vaita meim roma. The person will say mi yem denofa be mumma. Who says a mum will come at all? You want to say no, it's shchiach, it's oimid for a mum to come on a behema, even in this yomtiv, is baitem yemad enough of a mum kavua? Who says the mum will be such a good mum that's oiskapas and yalare shechtes bechor, even not for korban? There are different type of mum that come on a behema. There's a mum that's not kavua, that means it goes away in a few days, and there's a mum kavua that stays loylam. So a mum that stays lo'olam, that's called a mum in the Bechor, that now the kohen doesn't have to bring it for korban, he's allowed to shecht it. Jesus says this mum will be a mum kavua. V'yimtim tzolayim adenofa be mum kavua. And I feel you want to say, yes, the bailam is the kohen is waiting for a mum kavua to fall on his Bechor, because he wants to be able to shecht and eat the Bechor the way it is, without bringing it for korban. Abimiyayim adimizdakik lechochim. Who says he's going to find the chochim a mumcha to be mata the Bechor? Halacha is, when you have a Bechor, you have to have a special mumcha to be matter it. They say that this mum is called the mum kavua. So therefore you have so many miyemas, it's not oimed for the Bechor to become mutter on Yom Tov. Therefore the person has no das at all before Yom Tov to eat this meat. Mashenka in the Nair, since you know it's going to go out after 2 or 3 hours, you have das to use it for later. So if you shim and hold, that's not called muksa. Rashi, kavi b'chor koi, miyema dinazakik loy chochem, sheyim tsechochem, sheyiskuk loy biyomtiv. Liroy says mum kavu hu aloy. Who says you're going to find the chochem to come on yomtiv and look to be matter the mum? Maybe a mumcha won't come. Frati gemor vaita, mosiv romi b'chomo, frekomim b'chom makash, even on this verse. You want to say that a b'chor is different because who says we'll find the chochem to be matter the mum on yomtiv? For the Gemara, you see, we are saying on this. Favos the Allah Mishnah laid in Shabbos, mefirin adoram b'Shabbos. If an isha made a neder, l'moshu, she's not going to eat cholam anymore. She made a neder on Friday. For the rest of her life, she's not going to eat cholam, but she's not going to eat food on Shabbos. If the Allah Baal, when he hears about this neder on Shabbos, he's allowed to be made for the neder on Shabbos. So the Gemara l'tzorech haShabbos. As if it's such a neder nageya to tzorech haShabbos, like you're saying, she asked not to eat food on Shabbos. So it's Torah HaShabbos for it to eat it. When the Baal hears about this neder on Shabbos, he's allowed to be made for it. Is the kasha v'yamai leima miyema demizakik le'baal. He's the churi even after the Baal is matter the neder, but the food should remain muksa. At before Shabbos, the isha was maksada. She says she's not going to eat cholent anymore. She made a neder tasa cholent on herself. Kum desayis chol is like muksa. She has no dat at all to eat it. See, even though in the middle of Shabbos now the Baal is matter it and the isa neder goes off it, v'al muksa l'chur she was makatsa da. She made a maisa not of not eating of matchab yadayim this food. So why do we say it's mutta like vaita? Let's say, who says the Baal will come to be materit, to mefer, just like we're saying by a Bechor or Baal Mum. Even though the Mum comes on Yomtif, it's still Osa, because he had no Das to use it for Yomtif, because who says a Chochem be materit? Here also, who told the Isha before and the Baal will come to be materit? So Rashi, if Yamai Muter is Lecho, Vafilu Sharil or Baal, even if the Baal is Yematr in Edu, or Belissa, still we should ask the food. Why lo? Mishum muksa, the food should remain muksa. Do ascha daito, she was mesiach das from the food. The yomro, and let's say miyema the mezakek lebal at the beginning before Shabbos, she made the neder, so she asked this food like she was mesiach das, not to eat this food, not to touch the food. So the food should remain muksa now. And the Gemara nein, ho some kedura pinchis, but in the Dorum it's like the pinchis halacha mishmei the rova. The yomro pinchis mishmei the rova. Kol ha noderes al das bailei noderes. When Anisha makes a neder, she's never really samech das to ask with the Lev Shalom. She's only samech that when the Baal hears about it, if the Baal will make the neder, mekayim the neder, then the neder should be chal. But she's always had gemir das, maybe the Baal will matter it. So therefore, before Shabbos, when she asked for the food, she didn't ask with the Lev Shalom. Therefore, when the Baal is matter it on Shabbos, it doesn't remain muksa. Trash yadas baila al manas. Im yirtsa ha Baal. She only made the neder al manas the Baal is nicho. The some chole, the mizdakek lebi yom shomer, she zicha has das when Isha makes a neder that she knows I'm waiting to hear what my Baal will say. So therefore, we have to see what the Baal says. When the Baal hears about it on Shabbos and he's made for it, it becomes mutter. Therefore, this food is be called muchet. So Taisus the but Taisus the miyem mizdakek lebaal yes the kasha viafagav the tema midom yhosu vadle mizdakek lechochem shein roi mumu biyomtiv. He has to cash for kid. The get to b'chor is also for the chochem to look at the mum. You're not allowed. It's called like a mlocha. You're not allowed to look at the mum. So therefore, a chochem won't do it. My shrink in here, Baal to be made from the dorm. Since it's mut to be made from the dorm on Shabbos, I thought the Baal would be made for. What's the sushtel? The eshloi meant for toys is the Baal nam lo nichol es dakek the zim in the shor in the dorm shenodel va mitzvah. Hey, it's only mutter for Baal to be made for in the dorm of Surah Shabbos. Food, the Isha made a neder not to eat food. The Baal's allowed to be matter neder, she could eat food, made for the neder. But Shenken, if she made in the dorm, like to Dva Mitzvah, then it's also for the Baal to be made for this neder on Shabbos. So, Bezoid, the Baal also won't want to be made for the dorm on Shabbos because he's afraid maybe it's going to be such a neder that he's not allowed to be made for. That's one svar. The Taisi Sharm says another svar here, the dorm is worse, the Dachli B'Yadayim, Hoylon Lesser, Kihosim. Here, before Shabbos, the Isha made the neder. So she was like, Dachi Bedaim, she put this food away from her das, have no das to eat it at all on Shabbos. Therefore, it should be a bigger muksam. But Hashem came Bechor, there was no Dichub Yadayim. Bechor was just a svarah. She had, the Kohen had no das to use it before Yom Tov, since there was no mum. But it wasn't Matzchub Yadayim. Hashem came by the door when Isha asked this food, not to eat from before Shabbos, she's like, Matzchub Yadayim, she pushes the food away from her. So that's the biggest svarah in muksa. So Mel here was Yizrich say a svara and me yayim and the Zakat Labal, and if the Gemara knows, as far from the Pinchas a svara, Anisha only made the nether, al menas the Baal is nich with the nether. But on the side the Baal is not nich with the nether, she never made it, so therefore it's easy to be matrit. On Shabbos and doesn't remain muksa. For the Gemara nacha kash, lotosh shema, is the Allah later, nisholun l'medorim, not only a Baal, any person that made a nether could go to a chochem, to be matrit the nether on Shabbos, or tzorech ha-Shabbos, b'Shabbos. If you ask for food, not to eat on Shabbos, and now it comes Shabbos, you let it go to Chochem to mat your neder. Here it's Shvev, your mind, layman, miyem, and the zakah go Chochem. It's a regular person, it's not a Isha to a husband, it's a regular person, and he has to go to a regular Chochem to mat the neder. But since before Shabbos he asked for food, let's say this food now is muksa, he has no das to touch this food on Shabbos. So she remain muksa. And even though the Chochem is mat on Shabbos, still it should be also. And the Gemara, Hosam, Eloy, Mizakah, Gle, Chochem, Sagle, the Gimel, Hajetis. His halacha is to be matir in the dorim, metchila, he's supposed to go to a chochem. If you can't find the chochem though, you let it go even to gimel hejetus, three regular people. So that's pshita that you'll be able to find on Shabbos three regular people. It's only by the bechor where you have to go to a chochem, a big tamachochem. That's a svara. Who says you find one? Who says who want to do it on Yontif? But here by Nedorim, to be Mati, you can go to any three people, it's Zichas for a person like the Semech Daf before Shabbos, that Lui Tzuya, I changed my mind, I want to eat this food on Shabbos, I'll be Mati Neder, and I'll be Mutter. So that's why it doesn't remain Muksa. Shrash Yochim Yema Ved Yotis Lemotzel Mishrael Lebchor, Ela Bemum HaYudua Lechok Goyim Chus Rever. His Rashi is by warning the Shalat, it also is that by Bechor, Hedjit is also allowed to be Matrit. But that's only if it's a mum kavua that everybody knows. The Moshe Mechus Reva, if his leg came off. Everybody knows that's a mum, then even Gimla Jetas could be Matrit. But if you have a mum that's not Borer, you need a Shalish Chochem, then only a Chochem could be Matrit and not three people. So therefore it's harder to find a Chochem than it is to find three Hedjitas, three normal people, regular people, to be Matrinidorim. Therefore, it's good that by Bechor Reb Shimon holds for Mukse, because it's the biggest for you, Mitzvah Das. It's not so shkir, it's very hard to find the Chochem. Mashenke by the Durm, since you could have three people, three Matrit, he is Moed, it's not Mukse. Moavait, Romi le Yabai le Reb Yosef. Abai yet Akasha to Reb Yosef. Mi Yom le Reb Shimon. Is it true that according to Reb Shimon, we had a Diyah, Kov Se Mutl Tautla. This Nair, Kol Zaman, it's called the Nair that was lit on Shabbos, when it goes out, the leftover shemen you're allowed to use is not muksa. Tzadiyah kovsa in, only because the nair went out. Avalei kovsa loy, if the nair did not go out, he calls them on the nair is burning, you're not allowed to move the nair on Shabbos. Is my time up? What kind of muksa? Why is Reb Shimon Moedah that b'shas the nair is burning on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move the nair? You say it's churus for a duma, but how did it not get lo kovsa? Because we're afraid, while you're moving it, maybe you go out. So you're going to be doing an issa. So Machmas the Issa, that's why you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. For the Gemara, no. For Shamin Lele Reb Shimon, we know Reb Shimon Shita is the Yom HaDov HaShenim Eskavin Muta. Since you're not in the Chavin to put it out, it goes out like by itself, a Dov HaShenim Eskavin, it's not a Psik Resha, it's Muta Metchil to do it on Shabbos. So here, why should a person be afraid not to move the Nair when it's lit? Avada, he moves it nice and slowly. So Menastam, it's not going to go out. Even if it goes out while he's moving it, he wasn't in the chavan to put it out, Shablai Mutta Goma to do it. So why the Kontra Shimon is the Nair Muksa? The Tanya Raya, Reb Shimon Raya, the Gurur, or the person's lot of drag, Kisei, a chair, Mita, bell, a bed, Visavsul, a stool, even on Shabbos, on top of ground. And it's a shayl there, when you move it on the ground, you're making a charitz, which is a malach of charisha. And still it's mutter, but that's lo yischavin lasses charitz. And B, you have no kavanah to make a charitz, so it comes mutter. So you see, if you don't have kavanah, it remains mutter. So here also, the lamp, the nair, why is it also to move it? When it's burning, if it goes out, you're not mechavin to put it out, so it should bleib mutter. And the Gemara, the Chilim Marmah, say a new svara. I'll tell you like this. When does Reb Shimon say a Dov HaShenim Eskavin is Muta? Tavka kol heicho, tichi mechavan iki isu diraisa. When he had the Farisha Kavoneh, Dov Leiban isu diraisa, that's where Reb Shimon is Moida. That's where Reb Shimon is Moida, a Dov HaShenim Eskavin is awesome. Chi mechavan iki isu diraisa, ki den, we say, ki loy mechavan gozer. Reb Shimon mid Rabbonin. That like here, the Havimina is that if you make the kibui with kavona, you're doing an issa deraisa. So therefore, even though now that you're not mechavan to put out the nair, still will blive awesome in the rabbonim. Vashenk in the case before of charisha, where you're being gurish, schlepping a chair, there the svara is called hecha dechi mechavan iki through the rabbonim. There, even if you, when you're dragging along the chair on the ground, even if it would be mechavan to make a harisha, to make a hole, when you're moving it in the ground, you're indenting there, that still wouldn't blive in Yisidiraisa. Like Rashi says, because it's only kalachayad, it's only a shinui. That's not the derech how to make harisha. The derech to make harisha is to take a shovel and plow on the ground. But this is not a derech harisha. So here I say, kiloi mechavan shari Hashem l'chilo. If you don't have kavanah, when you're dragging the chair, you don't have kavanah to make the haritz, your only kavanah is just to pull the chair, maybe there Reb Shimon is moida. Ve'nechnami, in the case by us, by kibui, where if you have kavanah to put out the nair, be an issa deraisa, maybe there Reb Shimon is moida, it's us in the rabbonin to do it, when you're not mechavan. So tomorrow, no, still not, still that's not emes. Most of Rabba, Shabbat Kasha, do alocha, moichre, ksus, people that are selling suits, selling begodim. And even in Shalom, where the suits have sharpness in it, you're not allowed to wear it, still, moichre and kedakim, they're allowed to put it on just to show how it looks. It's too sunny outside. They shouldn't have kavanah when they're putting it up to make shade, to keep the sun off them. Because if they have hanor from the beged, that's an issa shatnis. So therefore you're allowed to wear the beged, but not with kavanah to have hanor. Since it's ain't a miskavin for the hanor, therefore it's muta. Who are dinu b'gishamim, if it's raining outside? Mevnei ha-gishamim. You can't have kavanah to have hanor from the gishamim. If you had tznuim, though, the people machmirim, mavshilim b'makal acharayim. They throw the beged just in back of them. Is the kasha for hoch over here? If the person wearing this beged now of shatnis would have kavona to have anor from the beged, he'll be ovenis yudiraisa, and still Reb Shimon holds kiloy mechavin when he doesn't have kavona for the hanor, shari Reb Shimon lechatchila. According to Reb Shimon, it's mutim mechila. So you see, even if you have kavona, you'd be doing an issa diraisa, but now that you're not mechavin to do the issa, and Avad is talking about what's not a psik reisha, it's mutim mechila. So it's rik shveh here, why does Reb Shimon hold when the nair is burning that there should be a muksum? What are we afraid about? You're moving it around now, for the purpose of having or of earning Shabbos. So why should it be yasa to move the nair, just like on Yom Tov? You're allowed to move the nair around. If you want more nair in this room, here also it should be mutter to move the nair around. What's the yasa? Are you afraid maybe you go out for the dover sheni maskavin? So why is it also? So the moral of the yasa is, yalom arovo, hanach le nair, let's leave over the yasa of nair on Shabbos when it's burning, ulush hanach le nair, shemen upsila. Hey, so nair is the kli that's holding the oil, the shemen. And in the shemen is the psila, the wick. All these three things is a bosses, hoil denase, a bosses of dover osam. They're all becoming a bosses, means a foundation to hold up something that's called osa, which is the fire. Hey, so the shalhevis itself, the fire itself, is called the dover osar, to touch on Shabbos. So trash the dover osar, the shalhevis. This muksa of fire itself, of moving fire, Reb Shimon is moider that it's also on Shabbos. Shakli tofel ashlevis, because the kli, the menorah, is tofel to the fire. Boy, calls them on it's burning. Not because we choshed out the issa kibui, because even if it goes out, it's muta gomer, it's tofel shenem askavin. Now the muksa is the fire itself. Now for Shteitzach, Avadirit Shveh, what is the muksa of the fire? Why is fire such a chomedik muksa? Is it a machlokes? Some of Hershem want to say the pshat is because Eish itself is not movable. It doesn't have a shem kli to it. So the fire itself, since you can't move it, that remains a chomedik muksa like Eitzim Vavonim. It has no use. And since you can't create fire on Shabbos, now let it burn, like make something new burn on Shabbos, it's not called movable, it's not called a kli. Mashenkin by space on Yom Tov, maybe that you could burn things on Yom Tov, and now that I create the fire to start with, but you could be moiser from one nair to another nair, there the Eish is not called such muksa. Another swara that we once said is that on Shabbos is not really the Isser out because we're afraid to go out. It's even if it goes out, we're saying now, current Rav Shimon, it's mut, the Gomer, because it's saying the Maskavin. But it's a swara in muksa that a person stays away not to move fire on Shabbos, because he's afraid on the tzad that does go out, the room of Mitzias will be dark. He won't have light in this room. So not he's afraid because of the Issa Kibui, but he's afraid Poshe, because the room will end up to be dark. So he wants to have light on Shabbos. Therefore, it's a Svara person is Mekatza Das, not to go near, not to touch this Nair on Shabbos, not to touch the fire on Shabbos. Kedei that the room should not be dark. Mashenkin on Yontif, the person is not so afraid. Because on Yom Tov, even if the fire goes out while you're moving it, you could light and relight it again from another or from another nair. Therefore, that's the chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos, a person is makta das not to touch the fire at all, because he's afraid to go out, and not out the issa kibui, but out the mitzias, the room will remain dark. So coming out, that's the reason why the menorah is muksa, because it's like bosses, it's attached, it's holding up the fire, therefore it's all bottled to the top to the fire. Omer Rab Zeiro, Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Chanino, Omer Rabbi Rumnois, Omer Rabbi Rumnois, Li Hitta Rabbi, Rabbi was matter for him, the Taltal Machta Biafora. He was matter him on Shabbos to touch, to move this Machta, this shovel, Biafora with the ashes inside it. So, how the meaning is that the ashes are muksa on Shabbos, is ashes that you have no use from. And still he was matir to touch the shovel, even though the shovel is holding all the air for all the ashes inside it. So Lakurva the shovel now is a bosses. It's a foundation, it's holding up the offer. Still he's matter it. We just got finished saying that the reason why he can't touch the menorah on Shabbos is because it's a bosses is holding up the Eish. So you see, when something is holding up muksa, it itself is also muksa. So here, why you let it touch the shovel? Lakurva the shovel is holding up the offer, which my bosses. Trashi, Rebbe Rumnis, Li Hitte, Rebbe Litauto Machto, Shalavoina, a Machto, a shovel that usually burned the sense inside there, the Lavoina, Biafor with his ashes. Now the Salka Daita, the Havim in the Gemara is Biaforo, what does the ashes mean? Imaforo Koma, with the ashes, Sha'efe Muksa, the ashes itself are Muksa. For Lehevi Tzrichna, you don't need the ashes. Vashminim, the Chedishiri is the Agav Machto, since you're touching the shovel. The Ika Teres Kliyele, that on the shovel has a Shem Kli, Tiltol Imafara. Therefore, you're allowed to touch the Kli, the Machta, the shovel, even though there's offer inside it. So that's our Kashla. Churat Shablai Bosses, Ladov Rosa, Vada Shablai Bosses. Omale Rab Zeh Le Rabasi, Miyam Rabbi Yechon Hochi, is that true? That you're saying over Rabasi, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon said this over. For your Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah later in Shabbos. Noitel Odom Binoit. A person is allowed to carry his own son, in the house or in the backyard, with the mechitzis. We haven't biyodit. The chiddush says, even though your son is holding a stone, that a stone itself is muksa, but since you're holding up your son, the ikir is your son, the stone is like boto to the ben, so therefore it's mut. It's not considered you're touching the yevin, it's considered you're only touching your son. Oikil kolor, else you're allowed to pick up a basket on Shabbos, also in your house. We haven't betoicha, even though there's a stone inside the basket. Now, v'yomer Rabba Babachona, Om Rav Yechonon, what type of basket are we talking about that's mutter to touch on Shabbos even though there's a stone inside it? Is dafke b'chil kol ha'malaya peiros askinim. We're talking about this basket is full of peiros. That means the ikur in the peiros is a dover heter. You have peiros. Now you have a stone inside there. So it's a svara. What is the kli, the basket holding up? It's holding up peiros, a dover heter. And it's holding up this one stone, a dover osor. What's more choshev? The more choshev is the peiros. Therefore, the kli, the ikur, is bottled to the peiros, not to the yevin. That's why it's mutter to touch this kli. It's a diik now, time of the ispot peiri, only because in the basket you have peiros. Holes pot peiri loy. But if there wouldn't be peiros inside the basket, it'd be awesome to touch the basket on Shabbos. Why? Because since there's a yevin inside it, and the yevin is muksa, and the basket is holding up the yevin, we say this svar is bosses of the over osor, the basket becomes osor. How come he was mad to you to touch the machta? How was he mad to you to touch the machta? Luchura, the machta now should remain bosses of the also. Zatumor ishtoimim kisho, he kept quiet kishofodah. He kept quiet for 1 second to think of a terrace for this kasha. So Trashi, noitel odom hafil kolo, person allowed to pick up the basket for Shabbos, vevim betoirim, not there's a stone inside it. Tzadiyah koleke periloi. The kli nase bosses liyevin. The kli becomes a holder for the stone. Ufeleloi, and the kli is toppled to the stone. Oboto teres kli today. Melech loses its shame kli. As the kli becomes ice kli. Vahochi nami nase smach the bosses lofer. So by us also, it should be also to hold the shovel. Since inside the shovel you only have ashes, which is muksa, the kli should be boto to the offer. Rabbi Yechon Shamin Leliel, the Rabbi Yehuda is real like the Kasher is. Rabbi Yechon himself holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds from the Yisro Muksa. Since he holds from the Yisro Muksa, it should be also to touch this Machta. And the Gemara, the Yomar, after he waited, the Shtom Kshir, after he kept quiet for a second to think about the terrace, he said, the Yomar, Hochi Nami the Yispo Karton. Are they here also? When the shovel it wasn't just ashes, just offer. It was pieces of Lavona, pieces of the scent that you could smell that's mutter to touch on Shabbos. So since you had pieces of Lavona there, therefore it's mutter. It's like both of the Dover Osir and the Dover Heter, and we'll soon say the Havminu is that the curtain is very choshev. Therefore it's not bottled, the Kli is not bottled to the ashes, but instead the Kli is bottled to the carton, to the Lavona, and it's mutter to touch the shovel. Trash it is by carton, Shinishtaru, Menor, left over from the fire. O Lavona. The chati l'reich, you could smell this levona. The agav levona metalta l'machta im afora. Agav the levona, you could touch the machta with the offer. Dugn dich kolam lay a pear, just like we have before, a basket full of pears. We have an betaychay and you have an evan inside it. Drashi kartin shoshi levona, left over from the levona. For the Gemara Rabbaya, Karten be Rebbe Michashivi. We're talking about a mice of a Rebbe's house. Rebbe Zatrashi was the Nossi, he was a Nossi, the Osher, and he was very rich. Have a Michashivi. Is this called Choshev, this one or two pieces of Lavona, these leftover pieces of Lavona to be Choshev, to say that the Kli is bottled to that? Avada by Rebbe, by Vigvir, this has no Choshevis to it. So therefore, what's the Iker inside the Kli? The Eshes, the offer, and that's Muksa. So still, this Machta should be bosses to the Eshes. It should still remain Osa. How come he's saying it's Mutter?